Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. We're back again, and this time I am joined by my cat Gizmo, who will be snoring at inappropriate times and probably whining to get out just as I get in my flow. If I sound slightly like a man, it's because I've got a stinking bloody cold. Who would have thought it? A cold this time of year. But yes, and no, I'm not exhibiting any symptoms of coronavirus. I just have a really bad headache and a snotty nose and a bit of a sore throat. But we soldier on, don't we? So this week, with everyone going back, I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to decide what we were going to tackle, because I had ideas in my head of what I wanted to do based on previous conversations with lots of people and going through my notes, but I kind of felt like things have changed, everything's changed, it's all flipped upside down, everyone's a little bit like, whoa! And I just thought it was really important to give you guys the floor and say, here you are. But also at the same time, of all the maybe stress and anxiety, I thought it was about time that we had a bit of a laugh. We've tackled confidence. We've tackled a lot of the things that are maybe not negative, but are some of the issues that get us down. And I thought it was really important that we all share some funny stories, some light-hearted sort of humour, and some advice at the same time to kind of get you guys a little bit of a boost. If you're feeling low and you're feeling low in self-confidence, or you have just got back to work and you're struggling to get clients, or you've just started in the industry and you're like, ha, help me, go back to the first two episodes. They will be your guidance through that. This episode, we're looking at dealing with difficult clients, tips for coming up with nail ideas, having those difficult conversations, how to say no, and sharing some of our funniest or strangest stories. Now, I put out a poll on the Nail Room podcast on Instagram and asked how many of you have spilt glitter all over a client, and 83% said yes. And I'm like, yeah, I am with you. Or what if a client chooses your favourite glitter, you're on a time limit, you are rushing, you put your hand down and your brush smashes into the glitter, it goes up, it lands in your powder or your gel, and you are just sat there trying to play it cool, and inside there is this voice just screaming at you. So we've all been there. If it happens, take a breath, look at your client and go, it's going to be a good day. Just brush it off, play it cool, dip your brush in that monomer and start getting the glitter out of the powder. You'll be good. It'll be fine. Do not worry. I actually trashed a 65 gram pot of clear acrylic this week, and the company I get it from are away on holiday, and I've literally got a shimmer pigment in my clear now. So no matter what I do, it shimmers. So we've all done it. I also asked, have you ever been really poorly during an appointment and you've just tried to soldier through? Now, obviously that kind of changes with coronavirus. So I put the poll out about, have you been really poorly? And 57% of you said yes. So I thought I'd share a couple of stories that I've been sent. Now I'll start off with my story. I've got two embarrassing stories that I'm going to share with you. The first one, oh dear, I was trialing a new medicine for my arthritis. This was before my surgery, my first hip replacement, and I was trying a new pain medication, and the side effects were like, could potentially make you feel quite poorly. So I had a nail client in, and about halfway through I started the cold sweats. I thought, this isn't good. My hands were shaking. All of a sudden I had to be sick, and I shot up, limped my way through to the bathroom, which was the other side of the house, and I was really, really sick. And then cleaned myself up, brushed my teeth, you know, washed my hands, all that malarkey, sat back down. And I'm like, I'm ever so sorry. I just had to go and throw up. Should we continue? Luckily, it was a regular client, somebody I knew really well. God, I'm so glad I was at home and not working in a salon on that day. And then also another funny story of mine. I've actually messed up my bookings. I'm sure we all have. And I had just got out the bath, washed my hair, put my onesie on, and I was just mooching about. And my husband suddenly says, "Your client's here." I went, "What?" He's like, "Your client is outside." What client? My eyes are just like, oh no. Yeah, I'd forgotten I had a client booked in. I looked an absolute mess. I was in a onesie, wet hair, nothing ready. And most people would probably be like, hi, sorry, having a chill day today. Oh no, me being me, I just went, oh my God, I completely forgot you were coming. Ha ha. Oh, my brain, honestly, I just don't know why I didn't try and style it out. But no, I just full on came out with it. So now I'm going to go to some of your comments. I put out the question, have you ever had a client show up either drunk, hungover, or really poorly? And Jem says, drunk. I applied the tips and she said, thank you, paid me £35 and tried to leave. So she hadn't even had anything else done. I shouldn't laugh. I've never had anyone turn up drunk. Oh my God. No. What do you do in a situation like that? Oh. Black Swan Beauty said, nope, she's never had anyone turn up drunk, but she has had a client stop halfway through the service to go and puke. What do you do? I mean, like, do you say, I'm really sorry, you need to get out? Or do you continue with the service? What would you do? I think I'd probably just really clean them and the area and just very carefully continue with the service if I was in a private environment. But if it was a bigger salon, yeah, they'd have to go, wouldn't they? They'd have to go. What else have we got? I'm just looking through all of. Mary cracks me up. She says, yep, I've had to poop during a few nail appointments. And she's had clients with really big hangovers. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, when your body decides you've got to do something, you've got to do it, haven't you? Oh my God, have you ever like passed wind during an appointment? Oh my days. I have IBS. I mean, I've let a few go. And then it's that, do you admit you've just done a trump, or do you just style it out and waft the monomer around a bit if you're doing acrylics? Do you know what I mean? What do you do? What do you do? Let me have another look at these. Okay, funny stories. Sorry, I'm reading through them. Yasmin has actually had an intussusception of her bowel, so she has to run to the loo unexpectedly. Wow. Well, that must be quite awkward. Elise has had somebody go to the toilet and throw up mid-service. Like, that's crazy, right? Can you imagine somebody just turning up hungover, banging their McDonald's on the desk, just shoving their hand there and going, please do my nails, just don't speak to me. See, nowadays it's all going to change. You know, everything's going to change, isn't it? We're not going to have as many funny stories because we've got to be so strict. Just Peachy Nails said, this was to the someone turning up drunk or hungover. Yes, absolutely. She's like 60. It was 9 a.m. and she smelt so strong of alcohol and she drove to her appointment. What? My God. Oh, All Nails and Lashes has had her bestie turn up absolutely hanging, laden with water to drink. But it's okay if they're your bestie, you can let them get away with it. Yeah, my hairstylist is one of my besties, and she regularly turns up hanging. Polish Me Pretty has never had to experience this. You are very lucky. You are very, very lucky. S Line and Beauty has had a client absolutely high off her nut. What do you do? What do you do in those situations? I wouldn't know. I mean, you could say no. You can say no. You can refuse service based on their condition. It's just, you know, feeling confident to have that discussion. I've also got, this isn't relating to drink, but this is relating to a funny services. Shelley used to have a lady come in for a pedicure every 2 weeks straight from work. ... Cheesy feet. Oh, ugh. I literally feel sick. Ugh. I haven't, I don't offer pedicures. I'm okay with my feet, but I can't reach my own feet to do my nails properly. So Mr. B has to help me, which is hilarious. I'd love to have a pedi. I really would. I should go and get a proper pedi. That would be so nice. Okay, so we've had a few funny stories, and I'm so grateful. I've had a right old giggle. And then I'm going to go through a few little bits of questions and things like dealing with difficult clients, no shows, just dealing with like getting back into it. So we've had a giggle, we're going to get down and dirty now with a bit of work. So now we're going on to the business side, and we're going through a few questions that have been put forward. So first of all, how do we come up with ideas for designs? And salon designs. I'm not talking Instagram designs. I'm talking realistic salon designs. Please bear in mind, as I said in my first ever podcast, Insta versus reality. If you are in a salon environment, you are on a time scale. So you want quick and easy. And most clients will want an accent nail, a little bit of bling, little bit of glitter. That's what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to pull out very effective, like Swarovski designs, nice and quick, pop them on, job done, client feels like a princess. Shelley said she goes on Pinterest, YouTube, and kind of makes notes on inspiration, little ideas, look at what's trending. But I also will just say to clients, like, what's your favorite color? So I've had clients just turn up, I don't know what they want, right? And I say, well, what colors do you hate? Okay, you hate those colours. What colours do you really, really like? All right, you like purple. These are my purples. Which one do you like the best? I'll tell you what, pick two. Pick two purples. Okay, I've got some glitters that would go with that. Let's line up three different glitters. What's your favourite? And I build it up like that. And then very, very simple. Always have, like, if they want, some people want all nails the same. So just grab a colour. What's your favourite colour? That one? Okay, we'll have that. Some clients want every nail different. I have clients that want every single nail different, and in that case I'm just pulling together things that complement their main color. You always start with a main theme of color or glitter and then work around that. That's how I do it. Shelley's right as well. Stick with the main idea, build around that from inspiration from other people, simplify it to make a salon set. And if they want some art, get your stamping plates out or your foil and bang that art on there nice and quick. If you're in a salon environment, you know it's all about time. If you've got a luxury of time and your clients are willing to pay for your time, then by all means, you know, extravagant and beautiful nails are the best way to go. But they've got to pay for all that. Don't undervalue yourself, because you will burn out really, really quickly. I've also seen a lot of people talking about no-shows. People just not turning up, or refusals to fill out the track and trace forms for COVID. Now, that's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable, and you do not need to accept that. This is a business. You are a professional. You are a boss bitch, and it's not acceptable. So be firm. If you are running the risk of clients doing no shows, take deposits. Take a 50% deposit if you must. You need to ensure that they're going to respect you as a business. We're all struggling. Either they want it done or they don't. And if they don't want it done, don't bloody book. That's what I say. Or you can use apps for bookings. I don't know the name of the app, but I saw Christopher Kitchen, is it? I saw him posting about an app they're running. You'll have to have a look on Facebook, and it was to do with recovering money from no-shows. I'm sure it was. I could be wrong. Please don't quote me, but go and have a gander. There might be something on there that might help you. And with regards to not filling out personal details, with COVID, every single client needs a new contact form, and they need to put their details in, and that's just tough luck. You have to be covered by your insurance and work within the law. And if they don't want to do that, then tell them to go to an NSS salon and have their nails burnt off with an e-file that nobody knows how to use. Don't put yourself at risk. You need to keep that, what's the word? That decorum, that pride in your business. Hello, Milo. I've got the dog and the cat in here now. You need to keep that level of your professionalism within your business. That means that people come to you because they know they're going to be looked after. And that also will be translated in your fees. So you charge a good rate, you provide a good service, and you act professionally within the government guidelines, and that will keep you earning a good income. So get that professionalism, hold your head up high, turn around to people and say, this is what you need to do in order to be my client, okay? Because if there's a million clients, there's one of me. Be proud. You rule this. What about when clients want the impossible? I've been asked this. You just have to be realistic with them. Some clients will want the impossible. They will come to you with a bitten nail bed that is so short, and they will say, I want long coffin nails. And you have to look them in the eye and say, as a professional, I am telling you, you cannot withstand this nail length. You can only go, if you look at their nail bed, especially on damaged nails, you can only go as long as their nail bed again. Get a bloody tape measure out, measure it, show them. You can only go this long. Any longer, and you are risking putting their natural nails at risk. And who are they going to blame when it goes wrong? They're going to blame you as the nail tech for not telling them. I know you want to please them. I've been there. All you want to do is send your client away happy, but they will really love you more for being honest with them and giving them a beautiful set of nails that might just not be as long. But if they look after them and come for infills regularly, they will get that long and they will get the length they need. But they've got to work at it, just like growing your hair. They've got to work at it. It's got to be a team effort between you and your client. That's what a consultation is all about. Looking at their nails, discussing with them what they want, and formulating a plan. It's like a treatment plan, isn't it? And if you sit there with them and say, okay, you're currently here, you want to achieve this, this will take XYZ. And you know, a few services, we'll do this, we'll do that. They're going to respect you so much more and really view you as an expert in your field. Had a few comments on like difficult conversations, how to have those awkward conversations. As I said before, just hold your head up high and be firm. If people don't like it, they'll go somewhere else, but they will never get treated as well as you will treat them. Mary said she regularly tells her boss just to piss off. I love that. Obviously, I'm not advocating that behaviour, but you know, be firm, stand up for yourself. You should do. I think it's worth mentioning as well that 9 times out of 10, your clients are going to be so glad to see you, as glad as you are to see them. And they are going to be happy to fill in their forms because they want to be safe. They will say to you, do you want me to wear a mask? They will happily wash their hands. They will adapt as we all have. And 9 times out of 10, you won't have to have these awkward conversations. So please, you know, go into every day with a big old smile on your face, because most of the time things are okay. It's just worth arming yourself with that kind of confidence for when you do have awkward situations. I've never had a horrible client ever. I've had experiences where people are difficult, but you can't get on with everybody, you know? And sometimes it's just people like to be a little bit in control, but they don't really understand your process. So it maybe they are actually quite anxious as well, and they need to be made to feel a little bit safe, because we don't know their story. So sometimes people may take a little bit more time to get used to your ways, and they may need a little bit more gentle approach and a little bit more care. I mean, a lot of my clients would just come here and sometimes we wouldn't even speak. They would just chill out, or they would say, "I feel so invigorated now. I feel like a whole weight's been lifted off my shoulders." I had one client, and she was an old school friend of mine, and she would say whenever she went home, her husband was so happy because that was her happy day. So 9 times out of 10, they brighten your day, you brighten their day, everyone's happy. It's just about easing people into these adjustments, but being firm and fair. So if they are anxious about the changes, it's not about shouting at them, "You will do this." It's about saying, "Listen, I understand this might make you feel uncomfortable. However, in order for me to practice within the regulations of my insurance, I have to do it. I'm really sorry. It's just as awkward for me. It's just how I have to run my business now." And it's about, when I say being firm, I don't want it to come across as like I mean being an asshole. That's not what I mean. What I mean is standing your ground in the nicest possible way, so that people can understand where you're coming from in this situation. Obviously, every person's different, and you have to adapt the way you speak to people because what works for one person won't work for another. But generally, if you're kind, caring, you listen to their concerns and then reply back with the reasons behind things that have to be done a certain way, they'll generally get it. So yeah, I hope that helps a little bit. I've had also comments about just feeling bombarded and overwhelmed with requests for nails when you're just getting back into it. You're just kind of finding your flow, and people are very eager to come in and have their nails done. Understandably, some of us just really need that nail fix to feel good. So clients can be a little bit over-enthusiastic. And they don't really want to wait for a reply, and I think they sometimes forget that you are one person replying to 40 or 50 people. And it's just worth having either an autoresponder or sending out a cut and paste message to everyone saying, "Please bear with me. I have been inundated with messages. Your customer is so important to me. I am trying to get back to everyone, one person at a time. I'm just one person trying to sort this out, so please bear with." Or if you really don't want to be having those conversations and wasting hours and hours and hours going back and forth with people, then maybe look into some booking software. There's so many apps that are really, really good value for money. And if you do, then don't forget when you're looking at services and how long they take, don't put yourself under pressure. I would overestimate the length of service. That gives you a bit of wiggle room if they're late or something comes up during service. And also, you need to put in cleaning time in between. So don't forget to do that. That puts less pressure on you. Otherwise, you're going to be in that situation where you're kind of like, "Oh my God, I've got another client. Holy shit. Oh no, and now she wants glitter. Why does she want glitter? Oh my God." So yeah, just kind of over exaggerate that time that you need, overestimate. And then also, the client knows they're coming in and they're prepared for a 2.5 hour appointment. With all that in mind, I really hope you're feeling a little bit more inspired, had a good giggle. I'm still eager to find out what you guys want me to talk about, what you've got to say. Nothing is off limits, and if you want to remain anonymous, that is absolutely fine. And if you just want to have a good laugh, that is absolutely fine. I should do a call-in show one day, shouldn't I? That would be hilarious. But I really hope you guys are feeling confident and happy going into next week. I hope you have a good week. Please stay safe. Thank you to everyone who's contributed this week, and I will speak to you all next week. Tally bye!